People need comedy during tough times, but during the great stock market crash of 1929, there was a problem. Large numbers of entertainers lost everything, too. Well, this week is the 80th anniversary of the market crash, and NPR's Robert Smith went in search of what happened to humor.
In 1929, everything was booming. The stock market, radio, movies, and riding that wave were four brothers named Marx. Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zeppo were even making their first talking movie about a speculative bubble, the Florida land rush.
Do you know that property values have increased 1929 since 1,000%?
You told me about this yesterday.
I know, but I left out a comma.
But the Marx brothers were obsessed with a different kind of investment. After Groucho finished filming each scene, he'd call his broker. Groucho had stuffed all of his money into stocks.
He became just your classic innocent investor. He didn't have a clue what was happening. He didn't know why the prices went up when they did.
Maury Klein is a professor of history and the author of Rainbow's End, The Crash of 1929.
Every day he'd go in and he'd look at on the big board and he'd see that his stock had climbed X number of prices. And he'd made several thousand dollars without lifting a finger. And he thought, well, this is easy.
I'll have to see my broker, find out what he can do, 'cause I'm in the market for you.
Show business and Wall Street hadn't always mixed, but by 1929, everyone was in the market. The Marx brothers were getting hot tips from Joe Kennedy. They even left an audience waiting one afternoon because they were trying to buy up shares of Anaconda Copper. You'd think they would have known better, since the entire plot of their movie, Coconuts, was about bad investments.
You can have any kind of a home you want to. You can even get stucco. Oh, how you can get stucco. Now is the time to buy while the new boom is on. Remember that old saying? A new boom sweeps clean. And don't forget the guarantee. If these lots don't double in value in a year, I don't know what you can do about it.
Groucho was very conservative. But there's this increasing belief that almost becomes a fantasy that all you have to do is put your money in the market and the story will have a happy ending, which, of course, in Hollywood is supposed to happen.
But not on Wall Street. Their script called for a tragedy. Over 6 days at the end of October 1929, the stock market plunged by a third. Groucho Marx later recalled the exact words from his financial advisor. Marx, he said, the jig is up. Groucho lost $250,000. He later joked that he would have lost more, but that was all the money he had. Harpo was also wiped out. Their friend and fellow vaudevillian, Eddie Cantor, was no longer a millionaire.
Well, folks, they got me in the market just as they got everybody else. I know thousands and thousands of married men who will have to leave their sweethearts and go back to their wives.
Cantor was left with $60 in his pocket and a debt of $300,000.
Personally, I shouldn't worry about my stocks. I know my broker is going to carry me. Yes, sir. He and three other pallbearers.
Sure, it was dark, but at least they were still making jokes. You have to remember, stocks had crashed before and then gone right back up. The Great Depression was a year off, and there was still a hope that everyone could laugh this whole thing off. Singer Arthur Fields.
I'm the chump you've heard about. There's more like me, without a doubt. When stock reports are given out, oh, what a sucker. My stock come tumbling down. My stock come tumbling down. When I listened to the ticker tick, I figured I could get rich quick. But the bunch of bears were too darn slick. My stock come tumbling down.
Groucho Marx still didn't think it was funny. The Marx brothers were scheduled to do a show in Baltimore right after the crash, and Groucho couldn't go on. He was sick, depressed. The crash of 29 gave him insomnia that he never recovered from. Groucho's next movie was Animal Crackers, and you could tell the whole thing still haunted him.
Hideous stumbling footsteps creaking along the misty corridors of time. And in those corridors I see figures. Strange figures. Weird figures. Steel 186, Anaconda 74, American Can 138.
The audience would have recognized those stocks, but by the time the movie was released, Anaconda Copper had dropped even lower. It would go down to $3 a share. That's why in the movie Horse Feathers, Groucho was using the stock name as a swear word.
Jumping Anaconda!
They couldn't know it at the time, but the Marx brothers and Eddie Cantor and the rest of the comedians would have the last laugh. The movie business was one of the few industries not devastated by the Great Depression, and the Marx brothers' cynical brand of humor was perfect for the mood of the public. They were soon rich again. But they didn't forget. In 1937, a day at the races, Groucho buys into a horse-picking scam that seems awfully familiar.
Come on, you want to win?
Want to win, but I don't want the savings of a lifetime wiped out in the twinkling of an eye.
It's the one line in the movie where Groucho seems dead serious. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.